Making extinction personal was the goal of whale biologist Eva Salidis when she wrote her new book, Into Great Silence. Salidis has studied Prince William Sound orcas for more than two decades. Her memoir is an intimate look at the sentient creatures and the threats to their existence. Salidis says she worked in a remote hatchery in her early 20s and was drawn to the secret life of whales.
They seemed to not want to really have anything to do with humans. They seemed, you know, they would comb the shorelines and seemed to vanish and were difficult to find again. And they just, every time they appeared, it was like a gift. And so there was something about that, that they were not that accessible. They were unpredictable. And every time they arrived, everyone at the hatchery, this remote hatchery where there were just seven of us, it was like this major event to see them, and everyone would gather out and watch them, and then they'd be gone. And so I think it was some kind of more ineffable quality than the kind of SeaWorld-ish, exuberant, jumping orca. That wasn't what it was for me. There was something mysterious about them and inexplicable.
After that time, you committed yourself to studying these whales. They have names, personalities. Did you end up seeing them sort of as family?
You know, I can't say that I did. I felt very connected to them, and I feel in a way responsible to them, to telling their story. But I don't feel like seeking family with them is really what I was after. I feel like they live in their world and we live in ours, and I really believe we need to respect that and not ask them to accept us in that way, but to actually just honor their existence apart from us.
So let's talk about that distinction a bit. You clearly did not imagine that somehow you were part of the orca family, but yet you studied them very, very closely. What is the value in such a close and long-term relationship with wild creatures?
These are long-lived animals, and so changes happen over long periods of time. They have a low birth rate, relatively low death rate, and so to gauge anything that's going on with them and in their environment takes a long, long time. And so when things happened like the Exxon Valdez oil spill back in 89, if you hadn't had a record already of what was going on with those animals, there would be no way of knowing the impact of that spill, no way of gauging any changes. And so I think there's that very practical value.
Were there things that we know that they're intelligent? Were there things that you discovered in your study of them, of these orcas, that kind of turned, that were surprising or sort of turned on its head your prior notions of what mammals can and can't do or how they behave?
The fact that they are so tied to each other for long periods of time, these long-term bonds, for example, with a AT1 or Chugach transients, male-male pair bonds, adult males that travel with each other for decades. Their social interactions are as important as food to them. Without the social interaction of the other members of their pod or their population, the animals won't survive. So that was, I think, one of the more profound revelations to me.
You mentioned the Exxon Valdez oil spill, certainly a big impact on orcas and everything else in Prince William Sound. How else have things changed for these animals, or how have things changed for these animals in the decades that you've been studying them?
The Exxon Valdez oil spill was massive and devastating and goes without saying that had a tremendous impact. But since then, the opening of the Whittier Tunnel to car traffic, that it was sort of the impact of that, like was everyone feared that was going to be just this immediate increase in the number of boats that were able to travel in the Sound and reach these far-flung areas. But it sort of gradually has built up. In Prince William Sound, we honestly haven't seen the kinds of levels of boat interaction impact that we have, that other people have seen, like in Puget Sound or even Kenai Fjords with the tour boat industry there. But it's increasing, and that's worrisome. And that change that happened with the opening of the tunnel, the train tunnel, is pretty dramatic, and was something we were really afraid of when it was initially going on.
Eva Salidis is a whale biologist. Her book, Into Great Silence, is available now. Links are at our website, alaskapublic.org.